Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On December 9th, 1967, an article deep inside the Salt Lake Tribune proclaimed, "Salt Lake Spanish to form new group," a headline that understated the raucous meeting of the previous night. The meeting included African-American community leaders, members of the Spanish-speaking community, and Father Gerald Merrill of the Catholic Guadalupe Parish. Those in attendance at the meeting, held at the Trinity Methodist Church in Salt Lake, attempted to talk about some discrepancies in the Salt Lake Community Action Program. However, the discussion changed because many of the most vocal members of Salt Lake's Spanish-speaking community showed up. According to Father Merrill, a member of the Spanish-speaking community interrupted the meeting, saying that he thought the meeting was supposed to be about Hispanic issues. The African-Americans in attendance prompted the Spanish speakers to organize, and after a few chaotic prompts and verbose exchanges between the two groups, the assembly shifted the discussion in the meeting to address the need of an organization for Spanish-speaking Utahns. As reported in the Salt Lake Tribune on December 9, 1967, Father Merrill stated, "The purpose of the new organization is to identify problems of the Spanish-speaking minority, establish needs, select action, and move to implement the action." In March of 1968, the Spanish-speaking Organization for Community Integrity and Opportunity, or SOCIO, officially came into existence. Its bylaws were written in both Spanish and English. Heading the fledgling organization were leaders in the Hispanic community, including Father Merrill. SOCIO became a statewide organization by the 1970s. It worked on behalf of the Spanish-speaking community to improve fairness in hiring and promotion in jobs, advocated and selected members of the community to attend college, protested ethnic and racial injustice, worked with Governor Calvin Rampton to create a Chicano ombudsman office, helped start the Minority Advisory Board, and prompted the well-being of Utah's sizable Latino population. SOCIO worked for the Spanish-speaking community until the organization dissolved in 1986. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode was done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.